Good Sunday morning, horse racing fans. Thank you for tuning in to Today at Santa Anita. I am Andy the Hat, and of course, today is Sunday, March 19th, 2023. Thank you for tuning in. And of course, all of our podcasts here at our horseracing-selections.com are brought to you, obviously, by horseracing-selections.com. Hope you have a chance to check us out on the website soon if you already haven't. And lots of free stuff on there, social media platforms and whatnot, racing videos. And just check us out if you haven't. I think you'd be pleasantly surprised to what we offer, our low daily rates as well as multiple discounted rates as well, all on horseracing-selections.com. All right, let's get to the updated jockey and trainer standings as they are through today. We have Juan Hernandez leading the way with 46 winners from 194 mounts, 24%. Flavian Pratt with 25 winners from 158 mounts, 16%. Frankie De Torre, 21 winners from 117 mounts. That's a nice 18%. And then we have three tied with 17 wins. Edwin Maldonado, Hector Barrios, and Tiago Pereira. Maldonado, 136 mounts, 13%. Hector Barrios, 89 mounts, 19%. And Tiago Pereira, 65 mounts at 26%. All right, the trainer standings. We have Phil D'Amato leading the way with 25 winners from 131 starters, 19%. Bob Baffert, 23 winners from 85 starters, 27%. Doug O'Neill, 21 winners, 129 starters at 16%. Steve Knapp, 18 winners, 83 starters at 22%. And then Mark Glatt with 14 winners, 83 starters at 17%. Okay, you're up to date with the jockey and trainer standings through today. All right, another nice 11 race card out at Santa Anita today. Remember that they are adding some of the washed out races that got canceled. And so I'm not sure if we're going to have maybe an extra two next weekend or not, but we certainly have had a good weekend of racing with those added races at Santa Anita this weekend. So without further ado, let's jump right to it. And we'll start with the first race here. This is 5.5 on the turf. It's a claiming event. It's a C-plus race for four-year-olds and upward, which have never won two races. And, yeah, kind of a blah race, really, in all honesty. We've seen these horses many times knocking heads. This is the $32,000 level. So certainly there is a little bit, maybe, if you can find it, of value in here. Law Abiding is adding blinkers as an equipment change, and also Bodacious is adding blinkers drawn on the outside. The second race is a C-minus race, 6 furlongs, a claiming event. Fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and upward, which have never won 3 races, and they are in for a tag of 20. And again, really just a kind of a common race here, folks. 6 horses. And these fillies and mares, again, they just bang heads when they meet. Really no standout in here. Double Fantasies, your 2-1 morning line favorite. Big Bell, second choice at 5-2. Soul Sweet is adding blinkers in the second race. Okay, the the third race gets good, but then you see that the field size is only 5. So it kind of, eh. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. We gave this a B-plus race, and of course we're talking about the Sensational Star, the 6.5 on the flat, $100,000 event. And this is for cowbreds, 4-year-olds and upward. And of course here we have the Chosen Vron coming back. And interestingly enough, this horse... well, you know what? Let's do our handicapping seminar here, because there's a couple of horses I want to talk about. So why not? Let's just go ahead and toss this out here. From the rail out, we have Jack Sixpack at 12-1 with Kyle Frey. Kings River Knight, 8-1 with Flavian Pratt. Chosen Ron, 3-5 on the morning line with Hector Barrios. Indian Peak 4-1 Juan Hernandez, and Fast Buck 3-1 with Edwin Maldonado. Okay. Any one of these horses could win this race, and I'm serious when I say that. The Chosen Vron, obviously, is in a different class by himself, folks. He has won now 5 races in a row, and he has won 10 out of 14 career starts. With 1 second and 2/3, what does that mean? Well, it means that he likes to win, and he'll do what it takes to win. His last race was extremely easy, 6.5, and he beat Leia's Candy, who came back and did absolutely nothing yesterday, Colinga Road. He figures on paper to blow these away, but let's face it, these are horses, folks, and as we saw yesterday with a couple of solid plays that we had, they don't always run the way they're supposed to run, and which, interestingly enough, let's look at Jack Sixpack here, who is razor sharp in his own right, but he has never faced horses such as the Chosen Vron, and who he's going to be facing here today. He has a nice work on March 13th in 1:02. This horse obviously has got some talent and ability. Phil D'Amato, Nick Alexander, I don't need to tell you anything about those two gentlemen. And the fact that this horse has got improving numbers and he's never been as good as he is right now. If there is a day that a horse could upset the Chosen Vron and step up and just run out of his skin, Jack Sixpack could be your horse, and he's a nice 12-1. Kings River Knight, 8-1 here in the morning line, gets Flavian Pratt. This is a John Sadler horse who in his own right has been working decently in the morning. But I got to tell you, this is probably one of the least preferred in here, as far as my personal preference. This guy would have to improve leaps and bounds to be effective here. He's cutting back in distance. He's going to be facing a ton of early speed. Interestingly, that Pratt is taking the mount. But I just don't see this horse being able to, especially sprinting. I just don't see it. The Chosen Vron, we had to use him on top. If he gets beat today, am I going to be surprised? Absolutely not. But if he wins by 6 again, I'm not going to be surprised either. He's the best horse on paper. He figures to be out winging, doing what he does best. He came back on March 13th with a nice blue collar move on the training track in 48-2. All systems are go. Two horses drawn to his outside, I think, have the best chance of beating of the upset. Indian Peak with Juan Hernandez. This is a Peter Miller horse. This guy has been really, really running. He's run in some open races that are not restricted to cowbreds that have been very, very solid. He is coming off of a layoff. He's fresh. And he figures to be doing his best running from off the pace. So if we have a scenario here with a horse that goes out and goes head-to-head with the Chosen Vron, and you've got a couple in here that just might do that, it's going to soften it up for Indian Peak. And I think at 4-1, he's got a nice chance at the upset. Fast Buck is 3-1 here. I got to tell you, this horse is very, very talented, and he's very quick. And he, like the Chosen Vron, even though he hasn't run at the Chosen Vron's class level yet, this guy lays it down and gives it his all as well. So Cesar de Alba has done a good job with him. Edwin Maldonado was back on board, and he is a very talented horse as well. So how do we see the third? We used the Chosen Vron on top, Indian Peak in the two-hole, and Fast Buck in his return drawn outside as your third horse. And again, folks, the Sensational Star, any of these could win. But I would probably, I think, be surprised if Kings River Knight did. If he scored the upset, I'd be a little bit surprised. But as far as the others go, no. Is the Chosen Vron a single on your early pick 5 tickets? Absolutely, but I don't know. He's very talented, and a very good horse, but you've got some other quick horses in here too, as well. Numbers wise, he's going to be tough to beat. So, okay, if I haven't confused you by now, I don't think I ever will. But that's your free handicapping seminar, and it came in the third race here, brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. All right, so I guess what I'm trying to say is the Sensational Star, even though it's a five-horse field, it's a very competitive race, and it's going to be fun to watch. The fourth race, a mile, this is a claiming event, C-minus, fillies and mares, four-year-olds and upward, which have never won two races. Parco is adding the blinkers in here. And in this race, we have a particularly strong play here. In the fourth, if you want in on that, visit us at horseracing-selections.com. The fifth race is a B race. It's 5.5 furlongs on the turf. It's an allowance optional claiming event and for a tag for three-year-olds, which restricted the three-year-olds. And the claiming price is $100,000. This is a nice race. Our best bet of the day comes in here in the fifth. And Quagmire Magic and the Bullion Bomber are both first-time geldings in the fifth. So make a note of that. The Bullion Bomber is also adding Lasix. Quagmire Magic adding Lasix. And Kingdom Heart will be getting Lasix as well. The sixth race, allowance optional claiming event, mile and a 16th. That we gave this a C race. You've got the returning Armagnac, who in our opinion just hasn't been the same since his getting his doors blown off in the Preakness last year at Pimlico. And he's going to be taking an awful lot of money. But guess what? Your free play of the day comes in the sixth race here. So we're going to beat Armagnac for you, or at least we're going to try. And we like McLaren Vale, drawn to the outside with Kaz Kimura, John Sadler, Ronus Racing. This colt has been working well in the mornings, coming off of a minute and three, prior to that 47-3. And just looked, this is his third race off the comeback, and we just think that numbers-wise, form-wise, you go back to his races at Churchill Downs, and keep in mind that he was competitive over the San Anita track in 2022. He broke his maiden here in 2021, so he does like the track. He's back today, and just was overmatched, I think, in the Palos Verdes last time out. He's back where he fits, and I think he is ripe for a nice win and run today. Your free play of the day, number four, McLaren Vale. In the sixth race. The seventh race, 5.5 furlongs on the turf. This is an allowance optional claiming event. Cow bred, cow sired. Three-year-olds, we gave this a B minus race. Please Focus is taking off the blinkers here. So keep that in mind when you're doing your handicapping. We turn to the eighth. And here we like, well, actually the eighth race, six furlongs, maiden claiming. It's for maidens, fillies, 3 years old. We gave this a B-minus race. Half Nelson is adding blinkers. And Sweet Hello is taking off blinkers. Kind of interesting with this daughter of Dancing Candy, Sweet Hello. She's run with blinkers. She runs without them. It's kind of like the connections are trying to figure out what to do with her. And she's 0 for 7, which makes sense. And dropping today in for a tag of 30. So, Sweet Hello. And then you've got Mongolian Power debuting, as well as Miss Joni. Or Miss Joanie, or yeah, Miss Joni, I believe. Ninth race, 5.5 on the turf, maiden special weight. This is a B race, cowbred, cow-sired maidens. Fillies, 3 years old. And this is a nice race here. Stay in line. Is adding blinkers. I think what makes this race intriguing is it's on the turf, 5.5, and you've got three horses here making their debut. Boss Lady on the rail, Whiskey Outlaw, and Annie's Hope, and all three of those have a little bit of turfy breeding, so interestingly, And then you've got some horses that have race experience that are trying the turf for the first time today. That adds to the intrigue. And then you've got the horses that obviously, well, they're still maidens, but they've run on the turf and haven't been able to break through. So this is a very interesting race, a very bettable race. So in the ninth race, get involved. If you want some help, well, you know where to go, horseracing-selections.com. The 10th race, 6 furlongs. This is an allowance optional claiming event. It's a B race, cowbred or cow-sired 4-year-olds and upward in for tag of 20. Scary Fast Smile is taking off the blinkers. In the 10th, you've got the ultra-sharp Handsome Gary off the claim today. He is also in, drawn outside. And then the 11th race is a mile on the turf, a starter allowance. We gave this a C+. Not really a lot of intrigue here. Tembo is taking off the blinkers in here. And good luck. The 11th race just looks kind of common to us. If you like something in there, hey, stick around and play it. We might be bailing after the 10th, but different strokes for different folks. So the 11th race might be your get out race. So good luck if that's the case. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Sunday. We'll be back with you on Wednesday for Backstretch Talk. This is Eddie the Hat, and we hope that you have a great rest of your Sunday, folks. Cash those tickets. Visit us at horseracing-selections.com if you need any help. We'll be talking to you again soon.